At the Daytona Motor Speedway, I'm visiting with Tom Bias. This is, what, the fifth year now that you guys have been partnering with NASCAR?
It is our fifth year. The Growth Energy and a number of the ethanol plants and the National Corn Growers and a number of our allied associates like New Holland and Novozymes and others have put together a package with NASCAR to bring E15 and ethanol to the most popular racing sport, racing association in the country. And that we're kicking off our fifth season. They put over 6 million miles of hard-earned miles at high RPMs on these race cars in their top three series each of the last 4 years. They got better performance, they didn't lose mileage, and they haven't had a single problem. And Chuck, what we're trying to do is make sure the consumer understands that, because now we're seeing more and more retail outlets switch over to E15 and offer that same high performance, and in the case of the consumers, less expensive, better fuel. So that's our association. And today, at the end of the Daytona 500, we're certain that whoever's in victory lane will be on E15.
Well, mentioning that and being here in the Sunshine State, I believe that we have some E15 or some companies that are pumping E15, which is great. We just don't really have it statewide, I don't think, yet. But we're making progress.
We are making progress. And you know, almost every week we get appraised, yet another retailer or a regional retail outlet moving to E15. In the last week, we had Murphy USA, which has a vast number of retail outlets around the country. Before that, Sheets, which is, I think, in the mid-Atlantic area. We've had them in Miami. We've got them in Chicago. We're getting more and more out there. And we want that consumer to be aware that, again, this is a fuel that's less expensive, higher performing. It's homegrown. You know, it reduces our dependence on foreign oil, creates jobs here in the Midwest, better for our environment, and most importantly, better for consumers.
Well, I'm here courtesy of my sponsor, New Holland, which is part of the
American Ethanol.
American Ethanol. They're a NASCAR sponsor. I believe they got a 30-year history with this track here, going back even longer than the some of these other partnerships. How would you describe working with them? Because they're really one of the only major OEM agricultural equipment companies that's really come out and taken this kind of partnership.
Well, New Holland has been fantastic. They understand the value to their corporation of farmers being able to make a profit from the marketplace. And they understand that ethanol creates demand for those commodities so farmers can get a higher price and profit. They've been a fantastic partner. As you mentioned, they've been in it from the start. And they go out, and I know they interact with farmers all the time. And farmers love to see equipment manufacturers like New Holland step up to the plate and endorse higher blends of ethanol, which is, again, it creates demand for those farm commodities.
Well, just about every piece of equipment that's running around here is blue, and so they are very visible at this track and in all of them now. Anything else as you just kind of look ahead? I know we're coming off of a pretty good year for the ethanol business, as I understand it. What's your outlook, if you will?
Well, I think the outlook's bright. You know, I've said over and over this year, Chuck, 2015 is going to be the year of E15, which creates more demand. You know, we had the second highest level of exports of ethanol ever last year. We had the highest production ever. We're able to produce it. We know it's a great fuel. It's a matter of creating market space and more demand, and we can do that. We can do it through partnerships like with NASCAR and New Holland and others. We can do it with Prime the Pump, getting retailers into the process. So that's the main thing. And of course, we have to keep our eye on politicians in Washington. You know, they don't always get the message, so to speak, but both at the EPA and in Congress.
Well, I'm pretty sure they get a message from a Tom Bias occasionally. So it is, the noise level increases and we're getting closer to race time on race day here. I want to really thank you, Tom, for taking the time to visit.
Yeah.
We'll let folks know that it's not too late to show some support for organizations like Growth Energy. We'll keep in touch. So here from Daytona Motor Speedway, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.